time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Don't forget what you're doing. We got a couple of friends joining in with us tonight. 16 years ago when we started with a guy you might have heard of. We'd like to start with him, the Hawk, Ronnie Hawkins.
And that's the band The Last Waltz with Who Do You Love featuring Ronnie Hawkins, and Bill Graham was instrumental in putting that show together as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This is our show devoted to the promoter and impresario Bill Graham. there's a an exhibit in New York City at the Museum of the History of New York City, and which I happened to see last week, just a few short days ago, and it was pretty cool. The music was great, and I wanted to coordinate many of the selections in the exhibit with my show, and so that's what's going on here tonight. Before that, we heard the Rolling Stones going to a go-go from the Still Life record, and Bill Graham was their manager. He managed the band. They were clearly the biggest band at the time, playing huge stadiums everywhere they went, and he was instrumental in putting that together, managing the band and the tour. Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. So that was Southern Man. I mean, only I would play two 13-minute tracks. Well, maybe Mike from the classic rock mine would do this, but I rarely do stuff like that, but two 13-minute tracks in one show. Before that, The Doors, Light My Fire, obviously big-time West Coast band, played Fillmore West, which was a venue that Bill Graham controlled. That was 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Speaking of Fillmore West, this next band I'm about to play, their last show was at Fillmore West before they exploded. They were talking about the Sex Pistols. They completely came apart. Last show, they were already done. They broke up in the dressing room, and they were pretty much history as the original lineup, not counting the Filthy Lucre tour from 1994 or whatever. But here's No Feelings from Nevermind the Bollocks. Here's the Sex Pistols, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Better understand, I mean, I went myself. Yeah.
1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And that's, of course, the aforementioned Ramon song, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. So basically, we played that because that song is about then-President Ronald Reagan visiting a cemetery of German war dead. Among the buried there were SS, people who served in the SS with and fought for the Nazis in World War II. And Bill Graham was also very outspoken about this visit from the then-President, and the Ramones were inspired to write a protest song. And so that is what we heard. And that's the connection between those two. And prior to that, it was U2's live version of Sunday Bloody Sunday from Live Aid, a massive concert of historic proportions at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. And there was another concert going on in London at the time, and Bill Graham was actively involved in the Philly version of that. Sex Pistols, we heard from them earlier at No Feelings. And I wanted to break in here and also play this song from Blondie, another band that Bill Graham was actively involved in and helping to promote, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Don't you miss me? promise to keep you ransom. Tell me why you wanna lay there, revel in your abandon.
Mami.
You've got Yusu Endor with Naveen from the Nelson Mandela record. And prior to that, it was Tom Petty with Refugee from Damn the Torpedoes and Blondie's Heart of Glass starting things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. This has been our show to Bill Graham, which is based on the music. All the music has been based on the exhibit I saw this past week at the New York Historical Society. And we're going to wrap things up with Peter Gabriel's Biko. This is a great track, and in his later years, Bill Graham became very involved in putting concerts on for certain charitable causes, including human rights. He teamed up with Peter Gabriel and promoting a lot of the Amnesty International shows, not just Live Aid, but Amnesty International, and he did two or three of those. And Peter Gabriel, of course, very active in all of them. And Biko was a song that he featured prominently, so we're going to hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO, I'll see you next week here on 91.5 Medford.
September '77, party.